Moon Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and you notice we've been having strange weather, massive tornadoes here in California, certainly a lot of wind, other areas of the country, tremendous droughts, and something has happened to the weather. Now, some people are conjecturing it could be government experiments, government programs, certainly using HAARP or using the other techniques that they have to alter the weather. But, of course, there's another very real possibility, and that is that this is the cycle of the sun. And this remainder of this year, you'll see maximum solar activity. And in fact, the real fear is that we could have some massive solar storms. In fact, there's going to be one coming up Sunday and Monday. If you go to Google and type in massive solar storm hitting America June 3rd, why you won't find it. It's just not on Google. I went there and searched page after page. You go to Yahoo and you'll find a reference to a website, spaceweather.com, and we'll tell you that there will be a massive storm will hit America on June 2nd and June 3rd. Why wouldn't Google mention this at all? And what is the implication of it? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I hope I'll be with you on Monday, but we are worried about the possibility of a severe solar storm simply causing an EMP attack on the world. Anyway, of course, the storm will be here Sunday and Monday, and let's hope we'll be with you on Monday morning, and this will be just a minor incident. Under any circumstances, with us this morning is Andrew Skousen. Oh, incidentally, I would note that if you'd like to hear a fascinating radio program, the program we did from 9 to 10 last night, and it'll be archived at RadioLiberty.com, program with Bob Fletcher, where he goes into the background of the danger of solar storms and the one that's coming up. You'll find the program last night with Bob Fletcher, 9 to 10, at RadioLiberty.com. Well worthwhile listening to. But with that as the background, let's get to our special guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and he'll be giving us the latest on the World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Pleasure. You go right ahead.
Good. Well, this week, the big story in the brief is about James Comey's new appointment to the helm of the FBI. He is going to succeed Robert Mueller. The establishment media is taking advantage of the opportunity to rewrite the history of U.S. domestic spying with a big disinformation piece published in the Washingtonian. It's an article based upon Garrett M. Graff's insider tell-all called The Threat Matrix, the FBI at War. In this tale of spy intrigue, both Mueller and Comey are lionized as defenders of the Constitution in the aftermath of 9/11, standing up to the Bush administration, which, under the cover of the War on Terror, instituted a domestic spying program called Stellar Wind. In fact, the surveillance program wasn't new at all, except for its increased scope and size. And Mueller and Comey weren't defending the nation as much as they were trying to evade the blame for the illegal program. First, let's go into some background. Domestic surveillance of U.S. civilian communications began in earnest during World War II. The OSS expanded those capabilities after the war by forcing Bell Telephone to install wiretapping equipment into every telephone exchange in the nation. But that was nothing compared to what the U.S. and Britain started doing once the era of satellite communications was born. Together with some participation by Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, in order to secure listening station sites, the U.S. created the Echelon spy satellite system capable of capturing all communications that had a wireless component. In addition, all overseas traffic via cable was routed through NSA listening stations. Here's a good overview from TaiskNews.com. Quote, Echelon is actually a computer component to a global spy system controlled by the National Security Agency, NSA, and shared with the GCHQ of England, the CSC of Canada, the Australian DSD, and the GCSC of New Zealand. These organizations are bound together under a secret 1948 agreement, UK-USA, whose terms and text remain under wraps even today. The European diplomats are tearing the shroud of secrecy, tired of snooping by the U.S. on their citizens, Joel comments. This snooping is often done to steal commercial secrets from EU businesses. Continuing with the quote, the use of Echelon against European citizens was a central topic in a European Parliament STOA report published last January, which said, quote, technologies of political control, which confirmed a decade's worth of reports by several determined journalists about global spying by the NSA. This global spy system itself is fairly simple in design. Position communications receiving stations all over the world to capture all satellite, microwave, cellular, and fiber optic traffic, and then process this information through the massive computer capabilities of the NSA, including voice recognition and OCR technology, and look for code words or phrases known in the Echelon, known as the Echelon quote-unquote dictionary. Intelligence analysts at each of the respective listening stations analyze any conversation or document flagged by the system and forward any relevant information back to NSA headquarters at Fort Meade, Maryland. Now, you may wonder how it is that the NSA can conduct spying within U.S. borders in violation of its charter barring domestic surveillance. This is where UK-USA works to their advantage. The two primary listening stations at Sugar Grove, West Virginia, and Yakima, Washington, are manned by on-loan intelligence officials from one of the cooperating agencies, Joel comments, foreigners. If they uncover information regarding a U.S. citizen, they walk across the hall and give the information to the NSA liaison officer, effectively circumventing the domestic surveillance prohibition, Joel says. Actually, it's all done electronically now. There's no pretense of worry about the law. A May 31st article by Nicholas Rufford in the Sunday London Times quoted several officials from the German, French, and Italian intelligence agencies decrying the expansion of the NSA facility on the windswept North Yorkshire moors of Menwith Hill, England, Field Station F-83. Menwith Hill is the largest spy station in the world and operated exclusively by the NSA. It monitors all communications traffic across the Atlantic and the European continent. Last September, in a trial of two Menwith Hill trespassers, British Telecom inadvertently released top-secret documents to defense attorneys, which confirmed that the three main digital optical fiber cables to the British Isles, each carrying 100,000 calls each at any time.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. The Americans getting nothing.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm this morning, Andrew Skelton, talking about Prostate Echelon. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a totally surveillance society. Everybody is issued a number at birth today. Certainly they have their cameras out, and those cameras are not to defend against criminals. Those cameras are to watch you so they can monitor everyone and what they're doing all of the time. You probably have a Visa card, MasterCard. A permanent record is kept of everything you buy with a grocery card, a MasterCard. They are tracking you, and this is all kept in your dossier. Basically, of course, they can monitor us by drones and watch what we're doing. Certainly, they have their Project Echelon and certainly the other programs by which they listen to every one of your telephone calls, and they're all recorded. The same thing with your emails and faxes. Most people don't know this, but it's all done. It's all done by computer, and it's been done for many years, long before the so-called phony terror attack on 9/11. That was simply an excuse to justify moving towards the militarized state to protect us from those wicked terrorists who've been funded by our government since their inception, going all the way back. We were funding the Mujahideen back in the 1980s. That became Al-Qaeda. We formed them, we organized them, and we continue. In fact, we're financing Al-Qaeda, certainly in Syria today. And we're financing and arming and training the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria while we fight them in Afghanistan. And it's all phony, going right along with this idea of justifying the total police state. They have the fusion centers in America, and they have a system of FBI informants, the fusion centers, where they correlate your dossiers, your DARPA dossier, your FBI dossier, your CIA dossier, certainly NSA dossier, all sorts of dossiers on you and everything you do. And people say, how could those things be going on? Why? They wouldn't do that. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they would. They track you by GPS. They know exactly if you have the foolish enough to have that. If you have a cell phone, they can listen to every one of your conversations, not only when the telephone is on, but when it's off as well. And there's software that allows them to listen to what you say. If you have a computer or if you have a cell phone, even when you think it's turned off, they can listen to what you're saying. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Stan. Last September, in a trial of two Menwith Hill trespasses, British Telecom inadvertently released top-secret documents to defense attorneys which confirmed that the three main digital optical fiber cables for the British Isles, each carrying 100,000 calls at any time, run through the Menwith Hill facility to ease spying against Anglo citizens. Judge Jonathan Crabtree immediately lambasted the phone company, saying, BT, British Telecom, had no business whatsoever to disclose anything of the kind. The national interest of the United Kingdom, even if it is conducted dishonestly, requires this to be kept a secret, end quote. This last paragraph, Joel says, about Judge Crabtree's objection is symptomatic of the collusion between judges and the government to cover for illegal acts. Crabtree obviously feels he has no responsibility to halt what he calls dishonest, i.e. illegal, government acts, only to make sure it isn't revealed to the public. Well, Echelon was limited to connections to major trunk lines operated by big telephone companies that were already compromised into going along. But with the advent of the cell phones and Internet, which were included thousands of Internet service providers and cell phone providers whose traffic wasn't being tracked, several new systems had to be developed to spy on these cell phones and email traffic, all of which, of course, are illegal. Here's some information about those systems according to Wikipedia entries, with my correcting comments. Quote, Stellar Wind is the open secret code name for certain information collection activities performed by the United States National Security Agency, NSA, and revealed by whistleblower Thomas Tam to the New York Times reporters James Risen and Eric Lichtblau. The operation was approved by President George W. Bush shortly after the September 11th attacks in 2001. End quote. Joel comments, I doubt it started with Bush. 9/11 was simply a convenient cover to allow other government officials at the Justice Department to know about it. There were several other secret programs like Trailblazer and Tailwind that were forerunners, and perhaps others we will never know about. Stellar Wind focused on electronic bank transfers, email, cell phone conversations, and all internet traffic. This involved forcing major phone companies to install equipment to track and allow copying of digital communications. Back to Wikipedia. Quote, there were internal disputes within the Justice Department about the legality of the program because data are collected for large numbers of people, not just the subjects of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, warrants. Joel says, meaning blatantly illegal. The FISA court was one of those congressional solutions to the discovery of illegal government wiretapping. The leaks about the illegal spying were actually done by government so that the resulting crisis could be used to spur Congress into allowing a quote-unquote limited amount of spying as long as it was related to the war on terror. It is the FISA court's responsibility to supervise this process. However, they merely rubber-stamp any warrant the government wants. It fails to even question the source of the raw intelligence government presents to the court, which is always derived from illegal surveillance. Do you see how this works? The government illegally spies on all communications, and then take some of that evidence to the FISA court to ask for a warrant, to give the appearance of compliance with law. It thus gives them legal cover for only a tiny percentage of the illegal wiretapping which precedes the request. But since no one sees all the spying they do, who is to know that these few warrants don't cover even a small percentage of spying? It's slick. Congress then thinks it's doing its job in holding government to the Constitution, but it's all really only a charade. Proof that non-terrorist-related surveillance services in these sweeps is the fact that the government is creating various lists of dissidents in the U.S. who are not related to terrorist groups, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, with dossiers. Mostly, they target those on the constitutional right and also a few on the left. Even a few insider politicians get caught up in the dragnet. Again, from Wikipedia. Quote, one of the known uses of these data were the creation of suspicious activity reports, or SARS, SARS, about people suspected of terrorist activities. It was one of these reports that revealed former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer's use of prostitutes, even though he was not suspected of terrorist activities. In March 2012, Wired magazine published, the NSA is building the country's biggest spy center, watch what you say, talking about a vast new NSA facility in Utah, and says, quote, for the first time, a former NSA official has gone on the record to describe the program, codenamed Stellar Wind, in detail. Naming the official William Binney, a former NSA codebreaker, Binney goes on to say that the NSA has highly secured rooms that tap into major switches and satellite communications at AT&T and Verizon both. The article suggests that the otherwise dispatched Stellar Wind is actually an active program, end quote. Joel says, with that, let's look at the Garrett Graff article from the Washingtonian. The last statement in the Wikipedia quote above already shows how the article is part disinformation. Graff makes it appear as if Mueller and Comey forced Bush to not sign the renewal authorization for Stellar Wind. In fact, Bush did, but in such a way as to absolve Comey and Mueller of responsibility. As background to the quotations that follow, let me point out that detailed, even verbatim quotes of insider conversations are impossible for a reporter to know unless he is given exclusive access to an insider who tells him these details, usually for manipulation purposes. Graff's account will claim that Mueller and Comey are sticklers for staying within the Constitution and always doing what's right, but both were involved in the cover-up of 9/11 and many other serious government illegal actions, so this cannot be true. Stories like this one are carefully crafted from mostly true events, but slanted in certain ways to make the public draw false conclusions. The object of this propaganda piece is to promote Comey as the new, quote-unquote, honest chief of the FBI. Graff outlines how Mueller and Comey came up through the ranks together in Washington. They were protégés of the notorious Eric Holder, the current attorney general. Both supposedly found out about Stellar Wind when Comey was made deputy attorney general under John Ashcroft. Years ago, I covered the hospital scene where Andrew Carr, George W. Bush's chief of staff, sent two White House lackeys over to get Ashcroft's signature reauthorizing Stellar Wind. Comey was there first to stop him. As the battle between the White House and the Department of Justice intensified, Mueller and Comey prepared letters of resignation to supposedly threaten mass resignations if Stellar Wind wasn't stopped. Of course, Vice President Cheney was behind continuing the surveillance program, but Graff downplays his role. Quoting from Graff, quote, "The following morning, Friday, Comey and Mueller walked into the White House for what they thought was the last time. The afternoon before, Addington, Cheney's lawyer, had rewritten the reauthorization of the program so that it no longer had to be signed by the Attorney General, because Ashcroft had declined to sign it and pointed to Comey, his then deputy, and said, he's the Attorney General now, knowing that Comey wouldn't sign. And instead was okayed by Gonzalez's signature. Alberto Gonzalez was the White House counsel and succeeded Ashcroft as Attorney General. All these high offices stay within a certain clique of insiders," Joel inserts. "The change had no true legal weight," Joel says, "because it was not okayed by Congress, but it allowed the administration to continue." After the morning brief wrapped up, President Bush called Comey back as he walked out of the Oval Office, in his mind for the last time. In Bush's private dining room, a moment later, the two men sat. The president was warm and brief. Joel says, "Graff wasn't there. He's obviously taking his script from other insiders who are planting a scene for the public," continues Graff, "saying that Comey should let him take the burden of the program's reauthorization. They spoke at length. Comey was shocked that Bush knew so little of what had transpired that week," Joel says. "In fact, Bush knew nothing about illegal spying until just a few days before when Cheney briefed him in preparation for this showdown. His advisors had never let on. I think you should know that Director Mueller is going to resign today," Comey finally said. Now it was Bush's turn to shift uncomfortably. His face made clear the shock he felt. No one had told the president that his FBI director was about to walk out. Joel inserts, "Bush was in the dark about most things." As Comey went downstairs to meet Mueller, a Secret Service agent informed the director that the president needed to see him. Now it was Comey's turn to wait anxiously in the anteroom. Mueller and Bush met in the Oval Office, and Mueller refused to budge from his position. The Stellar Wind program, as instituted, was illegal. Simple as that, black and white. The president had already reauthorized the program in Addington's memo the day before, without Justice's approval, and that meant that the president was currently on the wrong side of the law. Joel says, "I doubt very much that is how the conversation went." Whereas the administration viewed the surveillance program as a necessity for the nation's security, Mueller felt just the opposite. If President Bush didn't change course, Mueller had no choice, he said. He hadn't sworn to serve George W. Bush. He had sworn to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Joel inserts, "This kind of self-serving propaganda is nauseating to read, as if there were real principled people in the high levels of government." Continuing with Graff, President Bush blinked first. The commander-in-chief told the FBI director at the end of their discussion, "Tell Jim to do what Justice thinks needs to be done." Joel says, "Yes, and something that needs to be done was how to cover their rear while still allowing the program to continue. After all, the only real objection Mueller and Comey had to Stellar Wind was that they somehow might be blamed when it was discovered. That's what they needed, that's what they wanted cover for, not for violating the Constitution." Graff continues. Mueller walked out of the office, his shoulders slumped from the stress, but he'd won the day. He and Comey went back to their SUV, while the FBI director's longtime driver, John Griglione, waited outside the vehicle so he couldn't hear. Comey and Mueller conversed in the back seat. Then they drove out the gate. contrary to what they had thought just 2 hours earlier, they would return to the White House. Comey and Mueller spent much of the ensuing days dealing with the Stellar Wind fallout, meeting multiple times a day with various officials, including George Tenet and Vice President Cheney.
Hold up. We're going to a break here, but Stellar Winds is simply a code name for one of the programs for spying on the American people. And, of course, Joel is quoting from a book that's there to cover to make it look as if certainly the people in the FBI are so concerned about the law and abiding by it, and it's all a cover. They have a program of spying on people, informants across America. If you work for the FBI and you tell the truth, they will make your life miserable or send you to prison. This is the reality of what's going on today. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Stouse here looking at this week's World Affairs.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Doctor. And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and covering the latest World Affairs Brief. Andrew, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your father and subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and then how they can get his books on strategic relocation or building a secure home or building a secure room in their home? How can the people get in touch with your dad and his ministry?
Certainly, Dr. Stan. Thank you. The best way is to log on to the Internet and go to worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can easily sign up for the brief. They can also email editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and request a free one-time sample of the brief. If they click on to joelskousen.com, they will find our second webpage, which includes all of the books and descriptions of the books. As you said, the bestseller right now is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, in which we lay out all of the threats facing us here in the future and how to relocate to mitigate those. Once you get to a relocation, it's good to set up your retreat well. For this purpose, Dad's written this Secure Home, which is a 700-page book describing everything about houses and architectural features for new or remodeled construction to make your house more secure and to implement alternate energy systems and shelter-type systems. If you're looking for just a single secure room, you should get the smaller book, which we've just recently redone, the High Security Shelter, How to Implement a Multi-Purpose Safe Room in the Home, and that includes details and plans for building your own room, how to secure it, how to hide it, and how to keep all of your preparations and goods safe during the crisis, as well as housing people. And those are also all available through you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and ladies and gentlemen, you should be making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead and what form that's going to be, a financial collapse, an electromagnetic pulse attack, a solar storm. I believe one way or another God is going to bring his judgment on America, and you better be prepared for it, just to be fiscally, financially, but also spiritually. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, returning to the article here on the World Affairs Brief, we're talking about the surveillance surrounding U.S. citizens, and we've just finished a piece by Graf in the Washingtonian, who has written it in sort of a spy thriller style. But he fails to tell us what made the current FBI director, Comey, and the previous FBI director, Mueller, stay on during the controversies surrounding Stellar Wind. He implies that this program to spy on U.S. citizens, Stellar Wind, was amended in some way to make it legal or was disbanded. But that isn't true. According to NSA whistleblower William Binney, whistleblower.org writes that, quote, a mathematician, Binney, worked for the NSA for almost 40 years, where he and analyst Weeby, who worked at NSA in excess of 30 years, developed a revolutionary information processing system called FinThread that they believe could have detected and prevented the 9/11 terrorist attack. But NSA officials ignored FinThread in favor of Trailblazer, a much more expensive program that not only ended in total failure but cost taxpayers billions of dollars. End quote. Joel says, the real reason for ignoring FinThread was that Binney had programmed it to protect citizens' privacy and make sure nothing was recorded that didn't directly relate to a terror plot. The millions in excessive payments made to contractors on the Trailblazer fiasco was, like other secret projects, actually payments for other more top-secret work that people on the white side of the NSA weren't supposed to see. This is the same reason that the Pentagon paid certain contractors outrageous prices for hammers, toilet seats, and screws in a previous scandal over military overruns. Those were agreed-upon overages to cover for illegal off-budget research. Continuing with the quote, worried about the nation's ability to protect itself, they blew the whistle on the clear mismanagement surrounding the Trailblazer fiasco, using appropriate channels to share the concerns with Congress and the Department of Defense Inspector General. Despite their efforts, no one was held accountable at NSA for one of the worst intelligence failures in history. Little did they know at the time, Binney and Weeby would face harsh retaliation from NSA for their efforts to make the truth known. Joel says, that happened to everyone who blew the whistle when they weren't supposed to. The government does allow leaks, but only when they serve either a disinformation purpose or when they want a scandal to break so that they can move Congress into granting them more power, which is exactly what happened with the surveillance leak of 2007. Continuing with Graf's quote, when news of the bizarre night finally leaked in the summer of 2007 and Comey testified before Congress about the events, Congress asked Mueller for his notes from that night. By that point, though, Ashcroft had left office and Gonzalez had been promoted to be Mueller's new boss as Attorney General. Comey had left office in the summer of 2005, 7 months into Gonzalez's tenure. The FBI director released a detailed but heavily redacted record of some 23 meetings about the subject, which included his observation that Ashcroft was feeble, barely articulate, and clearly stressed during the hospital visit. Gonzalez already caught up in his own scandals related to the firings of U.S. attorneys and the politicization of the Justice Department, resigned within a month of the Stellar Wind fiasco coming to light. Mueller, ever the loyal Marine, has never openly discussed his view of the showdown. When pressed by Congress after Comey's testimony, he admitted only that the visit to the hospital was out of the ordinary. End quote. Joel says, I assert that if Comey was really the honest guy and defender of the Constitution Graf paints him out to be, he would have told all and recommended that those responsible for the illegal surveillance be prosecuted. His silence tells me that he is an insider and that the Graf piece is propaganda. Well, let's move on to the next story, which is about the China spy scandal. In a very much related story this week, the Pentagon disclosed that China has stolen almost all the secret plans to high-tech U.S. weapons systems. Here, the Washington Post admits the special insider status it has with the government. Quote, designs for many of the nation's most sensitive advanced weapons systems have been compromised by Chinese hackers, according to a report prepared for the Pentagon and to officials from government and the defense industry. Among more than two dozen major weapon systems whose designs were breached were programs critical to U.S. missile defenses and combat aircraft and ships. The Defense Science Board, a senior advisory group made up of government and civilian experts, did not accuse the Chinese of stealing the designs, Joel says, typical of people who know the government agenda covering for China's war preparation. Continuing with the quote, some of the weapons form the backbone of the Pentagon's regional missile defense for Asia, Europe, and the Persian Gulf. The designs included those for the advanced Patriot missile system, known as PAC-3, an army system for shooting down ballistic missiles, known as the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, and the Navy's Aegis ballistic missile defense system. Joel says, well, now there's no need to share those secrets with the Russians. They'll already have them, too. Continuing with the
question. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that so we are transferring or allowing the Chinese communists to build much of our sophisticated military equipment. Why? So they will have it for the coming war. There is a war that's coming. A terrible, terrible war. Where we've created the best enemies. Our money and their company. Right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of our program this morning with Andrew Skousen. But ladies and gentlemen, Andrew is pointing out that the Pentagon has recently released the fact that the Chinese have just stolen all of our secrets. Oh, we're just so incompetent. And if you really believe that, you're incredibly naive. We are allowing the Chinese to get the technology so they can build up their military for the coming war. And in the coming war, unlike the wars we've had in the past, they will not be held in other people's nations, where the Second World War would be devastated Asia, where it would be devastated Europe, but America went relatively unscathed in World War III, which is coming. Of course, our cities will be in rubble, and our people will die here as well, if things go that long, and if there's not a massive EMP attack before then, and God intervenes in some way. But go right ahead, Andrew.
Certainly, Dr. Stan. Thank you. According to the Washington Post story, experts warn that the electronic intrusions gave China access to advanced technology that could accelerate the development of its weapons systems and weaken the U.S. military advantage in a future conflict. Joel says, indeed it will. While China can't just start building, even if it has our plans, it has to develop the manufacturing techniques, which aren't easy. This does accelerate the time frame it will take China to get ready. If China's stealth fighter is any example, they will go ahead and build them, even though they haven't yet developed the high-tech radar absorbing coatings, which can be retrofitted later. But senior military and industry officials with knowledge of the breaches said the vast majority were part of a widening Chinese campaign of espionage against U.S. defense contractors and government agencies. Joel says, widening, yes, but no admission that the U.S. has been fostering Chinese access to our weapons factories since the early 1990s. Given that the U.S. is secretly having Israel transfer U.S. technology to China, I think these thefts may have been helped along by the U.S. Certainly the U.S. knows how to compartmentalize these secret plans so they aren't accessible via the Internet. They do so with all of the black projects being developed, and none of those have been stolen. I suspect that the intent for the U.S. to allow this kind of espionage is to help China accelerate the time frame of this next world war, which will be nuclear in nature. Why else does the U.S., knowing that China is spying all the time, allow so many Chinese exchange students into our high-tech universities and weapons labs? The Washington Post continues. The significance and extent of the targets help explain why the Obama administration has escalated its warnings to the Chinese government to stop what Washington sees as rampant cyber theft. End quote. Notice verbal warnings only, no sanctions. That's really telling. The advisory panel also warned in the public version of its report that the Pentagon is, quote unquote, unprepared to counter a full-scale cyber conflict, end quote. That sounds suspiciously like a motivation to demand passage of CISPA, the bill in Congress that will protect the Internet by controlling it and giving government the power to shut down sites it doesn't like. CISPA isn't the only big cyber project the government is working on. The biggest is Plan X, a purported automated cyber attack, a series of programs that will allow the U.S. to wage unrelenting cyber warfare through the world. It's interesting how in the following article, Noah Schachtman of Wired.com admits that our own government hires the best hackers and develops the best malware of anyone. Quote, for the last year, the Pentagon's top technologists have been working on a program that will make cyber warfare relatively easy for them. It's called Plan X. Today, destructive cyber attacks, ones that cause servers to fry, radars to go dark, or centrifuges to spin out of control, have been assembled by relatively small teams of hackers. They're ordered at the highest levels of government. They take months to plan. Their effects can be uncertain, despite all the preparation. With Plan X, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is looking to change all that. It wants munitions made of ones and zeros to be as simple as a launch as ones made out of metal and explosives. Plan X is a program that is specifically working towards building the technology infrastructure that would allow cyber offense to move from the world we're in today to a future where cyber is a capability like other weapons, DARPA Project Arata Prabhakar told reporters last month. A military operator can design and deploy a cyber effect, know what it's going to accomplish, and take an appropriate level of action. The companies come up with all sorts of ways to connect with the data. The DARPA crew turned to the legendary frog design. In the 1980s, the firm helped come up with iconic products like the Sony Walkman and the Apple IIc. 6 weeks later, Frog had something of a prototype for the interface. It charted out network topologies like constellations of stars, except these constellations you could examine from every direction and zoom right up to the nearest sun. Suddenly, they could see how network battle might not just belong to the geeks. It was something they could pull off one day, too. And for a Washington crowd feeling somewhat helpless before what they saw as an online menace, this was a very soothing thought. If Roker's idea works out, every time a war plan is made in an interface like this, they'll compile a custom-made software program. Then it will be error-checked and pronounced ready to deploy. In other words, push-button cyber strikes. DARPA has already spent more than $5 million on preliminary studies into Plan X, but that's all a warm-up. The first full phase in this $110 million four-year program is about to begin. By August, contracts will be awarded for Plan X system architecture, battlespace analytics, mission planning, and more. Frog Design decided not to go on with Plan X, but Massive Black is hoping to be one of the firms designing the interface. Roker says he's doing all this to protect Americans' access to the Internet. The U.S. is never going to train enough hackers to stop its online adversaries, he explains. The only way to get ahead is to out-innovate them. Perhaps, but I wonder aloud about whether developing a cyber-attack infrastructure enhances security or undermines it. Whether he's building a market for network mayhem. The U.S. government, according to several published reports, is already the biggest buyer of malware that takes advantage of previously unknown computer vulnerabilities. End of the Wired.com quote. Joel says, I too think the government is playing with fire, more interested in taking down the Internet than in protecting our ability to use it. Well, let's comment quickly on the S-300 missiles that are not yet in Syria. A lot of media sources got caught up in the faulty information confirming the delivery of Russian S-300 anti-aircraft missiles in Syria. Not so fast. The Russian source RIA Novosti says the report of an Assad interview was pre-recorded.
Andrew, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you again next week at the same time. Bye-bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Whale, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Andrew Skousen. But basically, of course, he was just starting to say that there's a question whether the Russians have actually delivered the anti-aircraft missiles or the S-300s to Syria, and as of this morning, why it doesn't look like they have them. But you have to understand what's going on in Syria. This is simply the battlefield for the war between Russia and the United States. Russia and Iran and China and certainly Hezbollah are on one side, siding with the Syrian government, and the United States and England and France and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Israel backing the rebels there. And of course, if they are successful, why, the rebels will end up certainly with the anti-aircraft missiles. The rebels will end up with the chemical warfare agents. It'll be a disaster for that whole area, but that's exactly what we're planning. It's a tragic situation. Most people don't understand what's going on because the media is controlled. And if you doubt the media is controlled, you need to get the book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, written in 2004 by Professor Ben Bagdikian. But he does a good job of pointing out six major corporations control 90% of the media and largely control and determine what the American people think and believe. And certainly, you can get the book, The New Media Monopoly, from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927, because you want to actually get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our material on the threat of an EMP attack. Because I'm our solar storms, I talked to Peter Pry, who for many years, a decade, was in charge of the Congressional Commission evaluation and investigations of the threat. And just this week, he told me really of his grave concern, a major meeting, 30 nations meeting in Washington, D.C. last week, talking about the danger of an EMP attack or a solar storm. And not a word in the media. And incidentally, you can go up and today and find out. Go to Yahoo, don't bother. Go to Google. It's blocked out there. But spacewatch.com, basically, or spaceweather.com, has an article about the storm that's coming this weekend, June 2nd, June 3rd. Just pray it's not going to be devastating. Well, we do hope many of you out there, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations and outlets across America. We have over 50 every week. We can certainly use your help. Things are tight. A lot of the ministries are having problems, and we are as well. So if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. And you can join the Radio Liberty, get our four best tapes of the month, or CDs of the month, our newsletter, or get the various products we carry. The books, DVDs, tape sets, CD sets, or the Miracle Juice Soap products, or the Murky products, or the health products. We've got great health products. You should be taking probably an iodine supplement, as I do, and magnesium and selenium and curcumin and large doses of vitamin D to maintain your immunity. You can get the health list of health products that we take and that we recommend by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And people really don't understand there is a spiritual world out there. There really is a God who directs the affairs of men. And between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And so until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat River.